Our gospel today is a very powerful reminder about the eternal consequences of our actions. You know, what we're doing here, you know, the Catholic faith is not simply a, you know, some sort of self-help mentality. There's eternal realities that we face. And, you know, when we leave this world, you know, the decisions that we've made, the actions, the path that we've chosen in this world has eternal consequences. And so our parable today talks about the chasm, the eternal divide between heaven and hell. And if we look at the fate of the rich man who ends up condemned, he didn't kill anyone. You know, it doesn't say that he took the Lord's name in vain. It doesn't say that he didn't respect the Sabbath or follow the laws on the Sabbath. What it does say is that he did not show mercy and love to someone who needed it. And so it's what we call a sin of omission. It's something that he didn't do that he was supposed to do. And that's why he ended up condemned. And from the parable, you know, we can infer that the rich man knew Lazarus, because when he sees him across the chasm, he knows exactly who he is and he knows what his name is. And so this rich man probably walked by Lazarus day after day, who was right in front of his front door, and didn't do anything for him. And so what happened with this rich man is his wealth and his luxury blinded him to the needs of others. And I think that's an important lesson for us, because by biblical standards, almost all of us are probably wealthy. You know, if we have three meals a day, we're wealthy compared to a lot of people at that time. And very often in our culture today, you know, there's a lot of things that can orient us towards selfishness. You know, there's constant entertainment, whether it's television or social media or other things. You know, and there's a tendency within our culture to seek pleasure and indulge in whatever people want to do to give themselves a moment's gratification and thinking that it should be accepted. And so there's a lot of things that within our culture try and focus us on ourselves. And what happens is that blinds us to the needs of people around us. You know, imagine for a second that there was a child who was starving, or a child who was dying of thirst. It's like we're standing right in front of them, and we eat a huge meal, way more food than we could possibly need, right in front of that child, and we don't give them anything. What would the parents of that child think if they found out about that? You know, they'd think, why did you not give anything to my child? You had all that you needed. He was right there. You could have shared what you had with him. Why didn't you do that? Every single one of us are a child of God. We are a beloved child of our Heavenly Father. And so when there's people in need, you know, our Lord, I'm sure, looks down and thinks, you know, why did you not help my child? You could have helped him so easily. And so Christ identifies himself with the poor. He says, what you do for the least of these, you did unto me. And one of the things that charity teaches us to do, rather than to be selfish and focused on ourselves, charity teaches us to see the image of God in other people. Because it teaches us to look at the needs of others and to be compassionate and to be concerned about the needs of others rather than focusing so much on ourselves. And so charity, by our very nature, orients us towards the other and teaches us to recognize the dignity of other people and to see the face of Christ in those in need. Ultimately, there are two doors, and every single one of us is going to pass through one door or the other. And we learn this from the Lord's Divine Mercy revelations to St. Faustina. There's the door of mercy, and there's the door of justice. And every one of us will pass through one of those. The rich man chose to go through the door of justice. Lazarus chose to go through the door of mercy. And so the question for us is, which door are we going to choose to go through? And if we want to go through the door of mercy, there's two things that are required. The first is that we receive mercy, and the second is that we show mercy towards others. And so first, how do we receive mercy? Well, the reason why the Catholic Church exists, the reason why this church is here, is to pour out generously the mercy of God upon people who are broken, upon anyone who decides to come through the doors seeking healing and seeking our Lord. Every single one of us is broken because of sin. We're estranged from our Heavenly Father, and it's only through the mercy of Jesus Christ, through the grace of the sacraments, and through the grace of prayer that we're reconciled and healed in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, in our relationship with each other, in our relationship with ourselves. And so we should come to church like beggars, seeking the mercy of Jesus Christ. And how do we show mercy? Well, mercy has to manifest itself in real, concrete actions. We can't just tell ourselves we're merciful. We should be able to look at our lives and to point to real, concrete actions that show that we're merciful to others. And so, who in our lives is in need of mercy right now? Maybe it's somebody who needs food or lacks the basic necessities. Or maybe it's somebody who's just lonely or isolated and needs a visit, or someone to listen to them with an understanding and a sympathetic ear. Or maybe someone who just needs an act of kindness or a smile to help lift them up that day. But one of the things our Lord said to St. Faustina, he said, "I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You are to show mercy to your neighbor always and everywhere. Do not shrink from this or try to excuse yourself from it." And so to go through the door of mercy, we need to be merciful to others and to do actions that are concrete where we're showing mercy towards others, whether it's our coworkers or whether it's our classmates or our neighbors or our family members or just somebody that we meet in the course of our daily life. And so the question for each of us to ask ourselves today is, who is the Lazarus in our life? Who is it in our life that's in need of mercy? And what are we doing for that individual?